episode.
Oh, wow. 2-0.
It's podcast time.
What do we got here? Oh, my goodness. We got prop bets roundup and the Oscar ballot as well. Plus, Boner's having a tough time getting things personalized.
And Instagram models taking over huge sporting events.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Roundtable 105.
Yo! So here we are. We're like, this is now the Wednesday after the Super Bowl, but it feels to me like we should have... We need a time machine, because you guys have this room full of chicken wings right now.
I know. Well, leftovers.
It's like leftovers.
Because nobody came to my Super Bowl party, so I have all these leftover wings.
Well, I got some leftover sauce, I'm sure.
All right, I'm eating
looking
good.
Looking good, right? You like that?
Yeah.
We had a meeting before this, and we shout out to Sticky Fingers, man. I got all these wings here. Yeah. I took a giant glob of sauce right off the breastplate.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like right where my nipple is, so it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
And I've got the man boob, so it's got to... She just goes straight home after.
Maybe
this.
You're leaking.
Yeah.
Stuffing a Dollar General on a pregnancy test.
I'd be careful. It's going around in the building.
So I've heard, man. It's that time of the year. It's almost Valentine's Day.
Yeah. The fact that my birthday is November 9th, I have a sneaky suspicion of what my dad was doing in February.
Yeah. You were Valentine's Day, baby.
Yep.
Well, anyway. Thank goodness for that holiday. We wouldn't have it rammed it over here.
Exactly. Anyway, let's get away from the word picture of my parents having sex and go directly to play our prop game.
All right.
Are we ready? How did we do on the props? The final score was what? 31-20?
They covered the spread, but they didn't hit the over, which was
54.
54 was the over-under. The final score combined was 51. So.
51, yeah. But we took our prop bets. We decided to go just the different way. And number one question on there, how long will Demi Lovato take to sing the national anthem? Which, side note, very good job.
She's great. Yeah.
Very good job.
Yeah, nice.
So was it over two or under two? I chose over two.
I took the over.
I took the under. So, no, I took the over two. I took the
all right,
over.
Yeah, so we all lost that one.
And we all lost that one. Okay.
When they do that national anthem, like how many times do you think she gets to practice with the Air Force? I'm so amazed that the planes like fly over, right? Which is like, over the bridge! And then, boom. Mm-hmm. Like they must... They must be able to...
I mean, it's all obviously timed incredibly well.
But she must have practiced that to the note. Like, I'm going to take this much time over. Like, there's no embellishing. There's no ad-libbing.
You could sort of feel it. She could be a second or two off, right? And the whole... And Bray!
Hold it.
Hold it.
There was a crosswind.
Everything has to go
so come far. On! Held that note for 45 seconds.
Just breath,
come on!
All right, and the second prop bet was, what will the outcome of the coin toss be? I picked heads. I was wrong there.
I took heads. I was wrong.
I took heads. Wrong too.
So we are 0 for 2 so far, all three of us. Which team will score first? I chose the 49ers.
I chose Team Boner, and I lost.
Okay.
I chose the Chiefs.
All right.
Well, I also took the Chiefs.
I chose the 49ers, so I won that one. All right. What was the jersey number of the first player to score a TD? What was the...
The first touchdown was scored by Patrick Mahomes, number 15.
Number 15.
So I took the over, and I lost. The over was over 26.5.
Okay.
Oh,
you're way off.
I was pulling for a receiver or a running back. I figured one of those would happen. Mm-hmm. The only other option was the quarterback to run it in. And, you know, oops.
Well, I got that one wrong, too.
I got it correct. So I'm 2.
Well,
and,
you're neat.
And everyone else is 0. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that if we were to keep score on this?
You're 2-0.
2-0.
You're
Rambin.
My hero.
All right. Will the game be tied after starting 0-0? Yes or no?
I said yes.
I said no.
I said no too.
Which makes both of you losers.
So Boner finally puts a hashtag on the scoreboard. Okay. How many wardrobe changes for J-Lo during halftime? Over 2.5, under 2.5?
The answer was three.
Three? All right. So over.
And I took the over.
So did I.
Making Greg and I, and not Sean, winner.
I get that one wrong, too. Just yeah,
Sean, do you have any yet?
No, I nope. Zero.
Not yet? Okay. How many yards will the game's longest touchdown be? The over-under is 44.5 yards. And the longest was, what, 30-something?
Yeah. Not even close. I took the over.
Over.
And I took the under. So let's recap thus far. Rambin, 4. Boner,
2.
Sean?
0.
0.
Okay. All
not
right.
One.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You got anything right.
Nada.
All right. This is like a test I think I would excel on, too.
0. Bop kiss. 9. Nil.
Nothing.
Donut.
Day, sir. Go
bagel.
Home.
0.
How many players will attempt a pass? Over 2.5 or under 2.5?
The answer was 2.
2.
And I said under.
I nailed this one, too. I went over.
So did I. I went over. Yes. So Boner walks away with that one. And which team will score last? And that was the Chiefs.
Ha! Got that one.
You did?
Okay. Oh, he's on the board.
He's on the board.
There's my streak of not being shut out.
What did you say, Boner?
I said the Chiefs.
So did I. So we all got that one. And finally, who will be named Super Bowl MVP? Was it Patrick Mahomes or this new guy named anyone else?
Yeah, I'd never heard of him, so I went with Mahomes.
I went with Mahomes
as well.
Ha!
All right.
So I got the last two right.
Uh-huh.
It's
yes,
not how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah. And so how many do you have total on the prop bets there?
Sean. How many? How many did you get?
I got the final two right.
Okay.
So how many does that make?
Two.
Whoever is winning the last lap wins.
Okay.
Huh.
And you, Boner?
I got the last three right, which makes
right.
makes me better than you.
Damn it. There goes my spin zone.
And a total of 5.
Oh, and I just eked by then. I got a total of 6. So there we go.
Yeah, but you said it Monday what he did to us.
Oh yeah.
This is beginner's luck.
There was no luck whatsoever. If you listen to the podcast last week, there's Sean and I going, you know, who's going to score last? You know, Sean and I say Chiefs, so he's at 49ers. I'll take that. And we talked about it. You did the Price is Right bit. You know, everybody, $1.
Yep.
You know, you jerk.
You did. You totally just, you know, stacked the deck in your favor. The opposite of what we did. We took the over. You took the under. Like, you're like, you know what? If they're all wrong, I'm going to win.
Oh, okay.
And that's what always happens soon. And
he still hasn't admitted. This is the third day we've been talking about this in the office.
I will smile and nod. Yeah. I'm going to Vegas working for
And you are a sports guy. I mean, I know you're not all in it like some other people, but that's what usually happens when like guys hey, I know all these sports, I get none right.
Yeah.
Like I like the mascot and they win $1 billion. I'm like breaking down game tape and I'm just losing money left and right. Like they have nice cleats. Let's go with them.
Yeah. But the best part of this whole thing is I didn't tell the wife I was doing this and there was no money on it.
Right up.
You know, but during the game, you know, I come running in there. What was the coin toss? You know, the wife's like, who cares? I'm like, was it heads or tails? She's like, I didn't see it. I'm like, damn it, woman. Was it heads or tails? She's like, why? Because I said heads. She's like, what do you mean? You bet on the coin toss? I'm like, yeah. And I just didn't answer.
That's gotta be great.
She's like, how much did you bet on the coin toss? I'm like, $50. And just lying, you know. She's like, what? And went through the roof. She's
like,
how do you pick which one to bet on? I'm like, I flipped a coin. And then I did it for the rest of the game with all the props. She's like, oh my God, how much money did we just lose? I'm like, don't worry about it. A lot of game left.
That's funny, man. I didn't bet on the game either. I did the squares. I didn't have fun with my wife like that you did. That would have been awesome. My wife would have thrown me out the front door because I bet like the car payment or something.
Yeah.
But I did the Super Bowl squares, the boxes.
Yeah.
You know, and I had the box 0 49ers and 4 Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So if the outcome of the game was at 0-4, any outcome, I would have won $250. And if you remember, with a minute and 40 seconds left in the game, it was 24-20 Chiefs. And they take that one running play to try to run the clock out, and he scores a freaking touchdown, and guess what? Somebody else.
Poor Patrick Mahomes owes you $250.
Well, somebody does.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
jerk.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to write the Chiefs a letter.
Yeah.
They have the money. They just
send them a bill.
Yeah.
Here's your invoice. Cost me $250. Cough it up.
Do I invoice the Chiefs or Damien Williams, the running back? Because, I mean, somebody's got that. Yeah.
Pain and suffering.
Well, you know, you could start at the running back and then move to the, you know, yeah, to the team if he refuses to cough it up for some reason.
I don't know if it's possible if you could, like, file a lawsuit against the running back for costing you your bet in the Super Bowl. That would definitely go viral.
Be laughed out of court, but it'd be fun.
It would be hilarious. Like, dude, you owe me $250. Come on. And they may even get a kick out of it. And that's pocket, you know, couch cushions.
Yeah, next thing you know, they fly you out to the game. Ah, this was so much fun. We got so much fun. You know, and you're like, that was so stupid.
So dumb. Hey, this,
you paying for beers too?
Yeah. And we were talking about the podcast a couple weeks ago. Running on the field during games, not being televised.
Right. There was a young lady, an Instagram model.
Naked?
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't see that. When did this happen?
You know why I didn't see it?
Yeah, because stupid rules.
They didn't show it on the TV.
They didn't show it. No.
Oh,
I saw Twitter up in it. Remember the World Series? You had the boob flasher.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl, we got a hot Instagram model streaking.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the trajectory of where this is going. All big sporting events, hot women streak at.
There you go.
This is how we get them back on TV.
I mean, and I appreciate that they do this during, like, the World Series, but we need more of this, like, on a more of a local level.
Like, lookouts?
I wasn't going to say that, but, you know.
It's something Tuesday. Two for Tuesday.
I don't know. I would appreciate it at Southside Social if I was bowling a couple of frames. There you know.
See?
Woo, Redman!
We can incorporate all the activities. Golf courses.
Yeah.
Cornhole. Yeah,
playing disc golf.
Playing putt-putt, you know.
Yeah. Woo! I think this is us just, you know, moving society forward with our ideas.
Yeah, I like it.
Not a bad one. NASCAR?
Oh. I'd never see any.
Yeah. What channel's that on?
But anyway, yeah, I did. I saw the story on this Instagram model, and apparently she did get arrested, and she, you know how much it cost her? $1,000.
That was it.
That was her bond. And of course, she got a gazillion hits on her Instagram.
And how many followers did she get?
That's
all monetized. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's talking about it, and she's incredibly hot. I mean, her job is to be a model. And the same girl at the World Series, like, she was a professional model too. And that's right. Why it's like, mm-hmm, these Instagram girls are just taking over the sporting, mm-hmm, events. And I, as a sports fan, I like it.
You know what? I feel that I need to be included in all of this. I feel like I too could go topless at the Super Bowl.
Let's make it all inclusive.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, I pull off my shirt and run out onto the field and it says, you know, something beer or, you know, whatever it is. Whoever I'm advertising, I run around, you know, I get tackled, you know, and then, you know, whatever. I made some money.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
If you make at least $1,000, you've at least covered the nut.
And those should be maybe the Super Bowl.
And hopefully you will.
You definitely
want to
cover your nut.
You don't want to get you to wear a jock strap or something. But maybe that would take over the commercials moving forward. You pay $5 million to run on the field during the game with a company sponsor.
There you go.
And if you can make it 30 seconds like bull riding, you get your full value.
Yeah, you get the full $5 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I like this.
I think this is great, dude.
And then they're like hiring Olympic sprinters.
Yeah, you train all year. Like, oh, I got the butt endorsement this year. Hey,
man, I'm going to make it that 30 seconds. That should be a damn sport in itself.
That should be the halftime show. I mean,
that would be awesome. If J-Lo came out in whatever, same thing she was wearing, and ran around and everybody had to like lasso her and then hog tie her on the 50.
Goodness.
Dude.
Eyeballs all over the
best
place.
Best halftime show ever.
Mm-hmm.
We just invented it.
All right. So the important bets are all done. Super Bowl is over. And now the more important award ceremony coming up this week.
The AVN Awards.
Oh, those are this week. Nice.
Is that not it?
No.
The kickoff of the XFL season?
No. Here's the way for you guys to redeem yourself, because I know for a fact I will pick all of the wrong names. I'm talking about the Oscars.
Oh, so this is Greg. I'm going to. What I
In
just
other
said
words,
to you.
Yes.
What I
you
don't know
just,
any of these.
Exactly. What you just said to me.
I'm going to nail all of them.
Exactly. Oh. What you just said to me regarding sports and me winning the prop bets is we will take a look at Best Picture, Best Lead Actor, Actress, Supporting Actor, and supporting actress and best director. Those will be our categories.
Yeah, those are the six I printed out because the only six I understand.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I mean, there is one best adapted screenplay. That can be our tiebreaker, although, who cares?
So what do you want to start? You want to start with best picture, best director, and work backwards?
Like, let's start with best director, sure.
Now, best director, just so I can say, the reason I put this one on here is because I think the guy who directed Parasite has the best name in the history of directors.
Bong Joon-ho.
Yep. That guy should win every award.
Like, every part of that name is awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give him every Oscar this year.
Yeah. Just so that you have John...
So it says Bong Joon-ho on them all.
You can get John Travolta mispronouncing his name all night.
And then maybe his kid will turn the Oscar into a bong one day, like an actual working one.
So it's a Bong Joon-ho bong.
Boom! Again, reinventing the wheel for these... people.
Oh, yeah. So he is up for Best Director for Parasite, followed by Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Sam Mendes for 1917, Todd Phillips for Joker, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman. Of those five films, I've actually seen three of them. I saw The Irishman, Joker, and 1917.
I have seen four of the five. I started to watch Parasite the other night, and then I realized it was in another language. And I went, I'm not prepared for this.
Yeah. Get your bottle?
Yeah, I'm like, I can't. Not doing it.
All right, so just off the top of your head, Sean.
I saw Irishman and Joker.
Okay. So which one did the best job of directing?
I'm going to say Sam Mendes for 1917 because he won the Golden Globe.
Okay, so Sean says Sam.
I, too, would have said 1917.
You're going to go for 1917?
As far as directing? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Second place would be Martin Scorsese, but I still think Sam Mendes did a... 1917 is a pretty good movie.
It is.
Yeah.
Is it accurate, Greg?
See what he did?
I can't help myself.
That was an old joke. what a dick.
Just you wait. All right, and by the way, I agree with you two. I'm not going to.
Wow, great. Now we lose. Now I have to.
That's gonna be the Joker.
All right, best supporting actress: Kathy Bates and Richard Jewell, Laura Dern in Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson in Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh in Little Women, and Margot Robbie in Bombshell.
Who won the Golden Globe?
Don't know this one.
I can't remember.
Maybe somebody not nominated.
Who was it?
Would find that hard to believe.
I think it was Marriage Story. Yeah, it was Best Supporting Actress, Laura Dern, because she got up there and joked about, finally winning an Oscar for one of the, category of people that seldom get their justice, terrible divorce lawyers. That's what she plays in the movie, Marriage Story.
Yeah.
So, Florence Pugh in Little Women.
That's not none of these movies. I've heard of like one.
I have seen two of them.
Yeah, I saw Little Women, Jojo Rabbit, and Marriage Story.
I saw Jojo Rabbit and Richard Jewell.
Oh, how did you like that, by the way?
It was okay.
Yeah. So, Kathy Bates, she played his mom, right?
Yeah. She was good.
All right.
It's Kathy Bates. She's always good. Never really sucks. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, she sucks.
Yeah.
She smashed people's with sledgehammers.
Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago. She's moved on.
Yeah.
James Caan has forgiven her.
Oh, okay.
I am going with Laura Dern in Marriage Story, just because.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but since you won the Golden Globe, I have to agree.
I'll go with who's Jojo Rabbit?
Scarlett Johansson. Okay.
Trying to win points in case she ever finds out who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought Jojo Rabbit was the name of the actress. But hey, we'll take Scarlett.
And no, it was not animated.
Best supporting acting was not the sequel to Peter Rabbit. Unlike The Family, who came in with the 2 5-year-old kids in the middle of Jojo Rabbit. R-rated movie about the Holocaust. Yeah, the kids are going to love that. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
I don't know.
Best supporting actor. The nominees are Tom Hanks in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Anthony Hopkins in The Two Popes, Al Pacino in The Irishman, Joe Pesci in The Irishman, Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Gosh.
Saw one of these movies with the same two actors in it.
Yeah. I'm thinking Brad Pitt.
He won the Golden Globe.
Did he? Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I have to agree.
I am going to take
although
Al Pacino.
I would prefer Tom Hanks.
I almost said Tom Hanks, but
yeah. And by the way, for those of you, and I saw you on Facebook saying, how is he getting Best Supporting Actor? The movie is about him. You didn't see the movie.
Ah, that's right.
Yes, sir. Shut up.
Exactly.
Butthole.
Greg knows what he's
talking
about.
Delete. Best Lead Actress. Nominees are Cynthia Erivo in Harriet, Scarlett Johansson in Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan. Good God, that woman. Little Woman, and Charlize Theron in Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger in
Not even worth
Judy.
Discussing. Zellweger wins.
But wait, my pick in supporting actress, Jojo Rabbit, is also in...
Yeah, in Marriage Story.
Actress. Crazy, yeah. She could be in two movies in 1 year.
Yeah. Get nominated for both. Wow. What a great employee. I'm going to go for her again. Let's go 2 for 2 with ScarJo.
Oh, okay. All right. And I'm going only because she's just so damn good looking and a wonderful actress, Saoirse Ronan.
Is that a restaurant?
Yes, it is. Delicious.
Little Women.
Best Lead Actor.
I would like to sample that.
Yes, I would. Unless, of course, my wife is listening.
No, don't want anything to do with that.
Nothing. Best Lead Actor, Antonio Banderas in Pain and Glory. Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Adam Driver in Marriage Story. Joaquin Phoenix in Joker. And Jonathan Pryce in The Two Popes.
Yeah. Joker.
Yeah, I'm going.
And a triple.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we'll all do Joker.
And finally, the best picture. There's 10 of these bad boys. Ford versus Ferrari. If you notice, nobody else from that movie is nominated for anything. I mean, some of the lesser categories that we are not covering today, but not in the majors.
Yeah, best person holding a pickle.
Mm-hmm. The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Wow.
I am going to go. I have a sneaky suspicion that 1917 is going to win. However, the movie Little Women, I know it says Little Women. I am going for Little Women.
No, I have to go 1917 as well.
Yeah. If you take the director with best the Oscar for mm-hmm. the movie, usually the movie then follows.
So. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think 1917 is going to win, so I guess I'll go with that too. So I was going to try to be like the wild card and hedge the bet like you did and just go with something different.
Although, I will say, my personal favorite movie out of all of these was 100% Jojo Rabbit. Jojo Rabbit was...
It was funny as hell.
It was funny as hell. It's dark. It's horrible.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. I enjoyed it way more than any of
now,
these movies.
There could be the director who also wrote the script. I believe he's up for best screenplay. So there's a possibility that Jojo Rabbit could win in that respect as well. I am going for Little Women only because the director, Greta Gerwig, did not get nominated for best director at all.
And I hate snubs.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, more than anything. We were talking about Greta.
Never Quit seen it. Never heard of her. Never.
I can't believe like the way she operated the camera and stuff. She put her hands out and pretended it was a camera better than anybody else.
Said, "Hey, you film that. Go."
I don't know.
I want to be the director.
I am done with you.
Hey, you film that.
Film that. Yes.
All right.
Film it. You did it.
You're fired. Film it better.
Film it better. Yeah.
Cinematography. Did you do a good job? Okay, good. You're fine.
Well, you need people like Scarlett Johansson.
I'll be over here at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Scarlett Johansson can just be in all the movies. She should have played Hitler in Jojo Rabbit, right?
Should have.
Naked.
Yeah, it's even better.
First naked Hitler.
Wow. We can go from sports
first
to movies.
Female naked Hitler.
I love it, dude. Let's start writing a script.
Yeah.
Naked Hitler.
Ho-ho rabbit.
Female naked.
Oh, Sean's on fire today. Is he not?
Yeah, but he's used up all his comedy for like the next month.
Yeah, I got
totally blown it. Got nothing till June.
Well, there you go. The Oscars are on Sunday night, and good luck to you guys.
And good luck.
Whatever. I don't care.
All right, I'm done. I have run out of things
to
say.
Did you do Oscar parties?
Comedy? No. No. I tried one year, but, you know, I would come, you know, wearing team makeup.
Blackface?
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. You can marry him. No.
It's so terrible.
Yeah, it
See,
is awful.
Once again, man.
I know. It's awful. Oh. It's awful. It is terrible.
Well.
Yeah.
You guys know who broke our sign?
Hmm?
You know who broke our sign?
Who broke our sign?
Actually, I came in on Saturday, and the sign was laying on the ground.
So you broke it?
No, I came in on Saturday,
like,
and
it
was laying on the ground. I tried to put it back up there and went, nope, that ain't happening, so I at least put it against the wall.
Oh, so when you tried to put it back up, you looked at it and like, yep, I can stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make somebody else think they broke it.
Yeah, well, that's the argument. Like,
I mean, I could have just left it sitting there on the floor all crumpled up and everything. I'm like, mm-hmm. No, I have respect. Respect for this sign.
Since you broke it, you might get it.
Whatever.